Morning.
Morning.
Martin County Board of Supervisors, February 5th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Martin County Auditor.
Good morning. I have nothing at this time.
Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. We're doing good. Keeping busy. Don't really have anything new for you today.
Okay. Rodney Wiesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Johnson Controls slash Simplex is out the jail this morning. Starting to do some more prep work out there. That project's starting to shape up. So hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll have some, one of the control panels going. Also, just preparing for the lovely weather we're going to have this afternoon. Other than that, that's all I have. Thank you.
Maybe we'll miss it.
Maybe.
Janelle Nellie, I want a question. Treasurer.
Good morning. Just keeping busy. Motor vehicle's been busy, really busy the last 2 days. Of course, end of the month, first of the month, as usual. Other than that, nothing new to report.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Pretty much the same thing. Typically busy with inquiries about land use. Nothing on the agenda today, like the subdivision app for review. Apart from that, nothing really noteworthy.
Thank you. Doug Irvine, I'm trying to sort through.
Good morning.
The jail.
As Rodney said, Johnson Controls is out, or Simplex, doing a new control board. We're really looking forward to that. That was a much-needed project. It's finally getting on the way. Again, with the weather, we're trying to get some prison trips in today, get some people moved around. Population's holding right about that 84 mark. That warm weekend went up about 11.
Everybody's cooped up.
Yep.
Hadn't committed a crime in 2 weeks.
Other than that, everything's going well.
How many of you are ready to ship out?
I'm sorry?
How many of you got ready to take up the classification of an hotel?
We took one last night, taking two today, then making just some local trips, just moving people around that got court and twofold. So if you're asking how many we'd get released today, probably four. Yeah.
Thanks, Doug. Colin, IT.
Good, just keep busy like always, but nothing really new to report, so.
Okay. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning. Staying busy. Obviously, we're still short-staffed, taking applications for our two positions that are open. We finally completed our plea agreement with Mr. Spann, who was one of the individuals involved in the Chu homicide. Completed that plea pursuant to the cooperation agreement, which is the person that they transported yesterday. So now we'll be focusing on the most recent arrestee in that particular matter. We also have the new homicide that we're working on. Going with the flow and making sure everything gets covered.
Thanks, Lisa. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Not a lot. I have several staff that are going up to a conference in Coralville. It's the Winterfest County Conservation Employees Conference. They have this time of year every year. Most of them left today. Our board meeting was moved due to schedule conflict to tonight. Normally it's on the first Wednesday, so it's tonight. And so I'm still here. I was planning on going up to that conference tomorrow, but with weather that's coming, I might just stick around.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
That's about all.
Thank you. Ryan Carter, Secondary Roads.
Yeah, good morning. I'd probably echo what Rodney said. The pretty active forecast in the next couple days. So, I will suggest to whatever happens. It seems like this winter it's throwing everything at us, whether it's ice or snow or both at the same time. And then, on Sunday we had people unhappy with ice and with soft roads. So it was all over the place. So anyway, just be careful if you're out, and especially on the gravels. This is the time of year when you get the quarter inch of rain that they're at least forecasting, that those can go from fine to a sheet of ice in about 10 minutes. So be careful.
Just not much left that can happen to a gravel road beyond the snow and ice and cold.
It's been a rough winter on gravel roads, it really has been. And it'll probably be a rough spring with the frost we have and everything else. So a lot of snow left to melt, even though quite a bit of it melted this last weekend. So it's been a mixed bag. It's been a more active winter than we've had in a while. So but we're still moving.
Did you have any frost boils with this mild, warm weather we had?
No. We've got one spot I can think of in the whole county where we've fought the frost side of things a little bit, and it's in a spot I would probably expect it, but so far, no. I mean, they're all soft, they're all surface kind of rutting, and you know, I'd call muddy or sticky or just pull you every which way. You don't want to go too fast, but as far as frost boils, we really haven't dealt with any yet so far. So we'll see.
Thank you. Thanks, Brian. I see the chief deputy back there in the doorway. Brett, how are things at the sheriff's office?
Sorry about that. Nothing new, but I did want to invite you guys to our civil service testing next Saturday. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that process or not, but next Saturday we're giving the civil service test, 8 o'clock in the morning, out at the, I'm not really sure where we're going to have it yet, but the testing is at the AEA building, and the physical agility, depending on the weather, we might be able to do it in the bubble of the Recplex, and if it's nice outside, we'll just run outside. We've got an area marked outside, too, so just wanted to invite you guys to that.
That's next Saturday?
It'd be the 16th, next Saturday.
Do they have to run?
Yes.
Do I have to dress for us?
See if they can.
See if you guys can get through.
Can we all come?
Yeah.
Don't bring your stopwatches. Bring video cameras.
Right.
Thanks,
that's all
Brett.
I had, though.
Thank you. Ken Heidman, we need to.
I moved.
Coordinator
of
Disability Services.
Thankful for IT getting us squared away with our Wi-Fi working now, and the phone system switched over, similar to the other departments have, which should save us money in the long run, and also maintenance helping with the PERMAR, making sure that our alarms still work with the phone system changeover. And so I just appreciate all the different departments that have helped us to get things. And then another garage door opener was fixed this week. So just a lot of little things that other departments have helped us with, and we appreciate that. Nothing else really to report right now.
Thanks, Ken. Did I miss anybody? Correspondence. I have no correspondence. You gentlemen?
No.
Discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $774,613.94.
Mr. Chairman, before you get to that, I did have some correspondence.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
But no, I didn't. I'm wrong. But it's a river issue. Mr. Roth down the street talking about river issues. And
Upper Mississippi Missouri River Association.
Illinois Missouri River Association is meeting this Thursday, I believe. And he might be interested in that. We should make sure we get a hold of him. And we should probably be there too. But there's a lot of good information comes out of that. And he's talking about the silt at the bottom of the river and how much it's Goat talked about a bridge that was being that had been built way back when for CP&Q, and how there was lots of room when it was built, and now it's down to like 8 feet or something. I don't know. It's the how much is filled in from the lack of attention that the Corps has given the river, and they have not drained the bottom or sucked out, dredged it like they used to do.
We're just interested in the channel wide enough to get barges through.
And for those people who want to think it's great having that way, keep in mind that one of these days it's going to be full and it'll go some other place.
It'll
wash out some city someplace and then be mad at us for not doing something. So somewhere along the line, I need to pay attention.
You can get the Corps of Engineers to pay attention to you.
And I figure maybe you could because you're the chairman.
I'll
see if I can get him on the phone after the meeting.
You know, it's been years since I've seen a dredge going down this river.
And they do it spots.
Last meeting we went to out there, there was a gentleman that showed me a picture that they was dredging up north around the lock and dam area, putting this on a barge, taking it up to riverways, and then dumping it back in the river. Now that makes sense, doesn't it?
Lots of it. Must be right, though.
Corps engineers. We have a accounts payable in the amount of $774,613.94.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have two personnel actions for the correctional center and one for the county attorney. We have Alexa Stevenson, a full-time correctional officer, a 12-month step increase. The previous rate was $37,425.19 a year. The new rate is $38,370.90 a year, effective February 10th, 2018. And we have Tanner Whalen, a part-time kitchen assistant. We have a 6-month step increase. Previous rate was $8.81 an hour. The new rate is $9.66 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. And we have a Kathy Gibb, an administrative assistant in the county attorney's office. It's a new hire. There's not a rate on here. I believe it was 40.
It's a 1 week leave of absence. When she was hired, she already had a vacation planned.
Okay.
She's already, we hired her here a couple weeks.
Yes.
Okay, a leave of absence. Yeah. Okay.
She had a pre-planned vacation. Yeah. She's leaving for Puerto Vallarta this weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. We all have the utmost sympathy for her. But the agreement was that she would just take a 1 week unpaid leave of absence for that.
Okay, I didn't see that. Thank you.
She'll bring us all back a cup of sand.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
I hope she's enjoying herself.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, a better afternoon than we will.
Yeah. Chris, it may got cold down there, too.
We have reports. We have the jail statistics for December 2018 and the recorder's report of fees collected for January 2019. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of January 29th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Any other business? Future agenda items.
I have none.
Committee reports.
Well, I went to Des Moines last week to the statewide supervisor meeting. Passed out some information. Legislatures literally hadn't been in session long enough to have any earth-shaking news coming out of there yet. So, interesting meeting.
I just had a conference call with Iowa Workforce today, just we had with CEOs, other supervisors, there were some items that they forgot to have us vote on, so. But the whole board voted for it, but then they didn't CEO's vote, so we went through that, and we got it taken care of, so we're legal with the state.
That's good. I have none. Public input. Anybody that would like to speak to the board, please stand, give us your name and address for the record. If you prefer, you're welcome to step up to the lectern, that's not required, and please limit your comments to 2 minutes. Does anybody like to speak, address the board? In the back?
Morning, my name is Jody Johnson. I live at 213 North Andrew Street in Minneapolis, Iowa. And today I'm here to support all of Des Moines County employees. Stripping their entire contract just because you can is shameful and just wrong. You have employees who want to come to work, who love their job, and enjoy working with the public. The turnover rate for Des Moines County employees is nil to none. You know why that is? It's because you, the Board of Supervisors, have agreed to work with us and treat us well. Fact, the top six longest employees working for Des Moines County right now have a combined of 200 plus years of service. That's what I call longevity and dedicated employees. And now you are wanting to take it all away by not protecting the contract language. You, the Board of Supervisors, state that all permissive language needs to be removed. However, that is false, it doesn't. You're just choosing to do so because you have the power to. I am asking for all Des Moines County employees that you, the Board of Supervisors, strongly rethink that decision. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Winging this. Judy Stuker, 1699 Franklin Road, West Point. I've been a county employee, probably part of your 200
plus years,
27, almost 28 years with the county. And I agree with her and reiterate how well the county has been in the generosity to our contracts. I started with the union back in 1994, and I held a position in that union until about 3 years ago when I became a supervisor over in the sheriff's office and was removed from that those positions. The contract to me is very important. When I sat in the meeting with the contract talks with the clerical, it kind of ripped my heart out because I worked so hard on those contracts, helped work out so hard on those contracts. I guess I don't see what I know there's the whole talk about the handbook versus the contract language. I don't understand why that the contract language just can't stay as is, and how, instead of putting it into a handbook. It's just a security for the employees. I get that. It's just a reassurance for them that yes, in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, or however long that contract is going to be good, that they're assured that their benefits are going to be still there. It's a big concern. I've heard a lot of conversations amongst the county employees, and it is a huge concern for them. And I just want to reiterate that I stand behind the union, and I hope that you take all of their words to heart and keep that contract as it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Judy.
Laura Blanchard, 1 Concord Drive, Burlington. I'm here today to speak about employee morale and the gutting of employee contracts. Since I only have 2 minutes to speak, I'll cut to the chase. Immediately after I announced I was running for Board of Supervisors, I made it a point to start speaking with and building relationships with various county staff. No one knows more about their budgets, daily operations, and challenges more than the employees themselves. After speaking with several staff members across various departments, it was clear that there were serious issues with morale stemming out of touch leadership or lack thereof from the Board of Supervisors. Multiple departments stated that they only see members of the board when they have personal business to take care of. Some hadn't seen a supervisor in their office in years. I watched skilled long-term employees leave the county out of frustration. if their letters of resignation reflected poorly on the board, they weren't read aloud for public record. Given the issues with employee morale and satisfaction already evident, I can guarantee the gutting of employee contracts will only make things worse. This decision, paired with the board's lacking relationship with staff, makes it very clear that employees are nothing more than a number. With two Democrats sitting on the current board, there's no excuse for this action to pass. This is an unnecessary and deliberate attack on workers' rights and against the Democratic platform at every level. Given this board's voting record, I don't expect any of you to change course on this decision. However, although I lost the election, I find it important for the public to know that the county is functioning not because of the leadership of the board, but in spite of it. I'm honored to have had those conversations with the hardworking county employees so that today I could be a voice for those who continue to feel stifled and ignored. Your employees and fellow Democrats will be watching.
Thank you, Laura. Anyone else? Seeing no one rise? With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.